Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Onnalu Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Center assures uninterrupted fuel supply, warns retail outlet dealers of strict action for violating distribution guidelines. Advisor Motoshi Longkumar lauds nurses for their dedicated service to mankind. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches various development projects in Assam, says Northeast is leading India's Act East policy, and Center debunks video claiming central government providing free laptops or financial assistance under PM Laptop Scheme 2026. Now the news in detail. The center has assured uninterrupted fuel supply to households, hospitals, educational institutions and other essential services. Domestic LPG production at refineries has been increased by more than 30%. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, shared this information during an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi yesterday. She said commercial LPG cylinders have been made available to state governments for priority distribution to consumers. She informed that domestic PNG and CNG for vehicles are being ensured with no cuts.
नेचुरल गैस ऑर्डर 9 मार्च 2026 को जो इशू हुआ था कंट्रोल ऑर्डर उसमें कई सेक्टर्स को प्रायोरिटाइज किया गया है और उसी ऑर्डर के क्रम में पीएनजी डोमेस्टिक सप्लाई और सीएनजी को बिना किसी कट के पीएनजी सप्लाई एंश्योर की जा रही है और इस स्थिति में पैनिक की कोई आवश्यकता नहीं है.
All the retail outlet dealers have also been directed to strictly follow guidelines while dispensing fuel and any violation will invite strict action. Ms. Sharma also announced that an additional allocation of 48,000 kiloliters of kerosene over and above the regular supply has been provided to all states and union territories. States and UTs have been requested to identify district-level locations to facilitate distribution of kerosene.
रेगुलर एलोकेशन से ऊपर 48,000 KL का केरोसिन का एलोकेशन भारत सरकार ने किया है. उसके संबंध में स्टेट गवर्नमेंट्स और यूनियन टेरिटरीज से रिक्वेस्ट की गई है कि वो डिस्ट्रिक्ट में एक या दो जगह आइडेंटिफाई करें जहां पर इसका डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन किया जा सके. ऑल्टरनेट फ्यूल ऑप्शंस को एक्टिवेट करने के लिए कोल इंडिया हैज ऑलरेडी इशूड द ऑर्डर सो दैट द कोल इज मेड अवेलेबल टू स्मॉल मीडियम एंड अदर कंज्यूमर्स.
Meanwhile, the center has warned retail outlet dealers of strict action for violating distribution guidelines. Advisor for Labor and Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Nagaland, Motoshi Longkumar, today said that it is no easy task to dedicate one's entire life to the service of mankind. Speaking at the Silver Jubilee celebration of the Our Nurses Association District Hospital Dimapur, he said it takes a different kind of person to live a life where caring for complete strangers becomes a daily responsibility. Medical Superintendent Dr. George Thira emphasized the crucial role of nurses and called upon the senior nurses to pass down the golden rules of nursing they have acquired over the years to the younger generation to enrich the legacy of service to humanity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam today. Mr. Modi took part in the Bhumi Pujan for 22,864 crore rupees access-controlled expressway between Silchar and Shillong in Meghalaya, the first of its kind in the Northeast. Prime Minister also laid the foundation stones for an elevated corridor on NH-306 from Trunk Road near Capital Point to Rangir Khari Point in Silchar and for 122 crore rupees College of Agriculture at Patharkandi in Karimganj district. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said Northeast is now leading India's Act East policy. He said Barak Valley, which was neglected during Congress rule, is now emerging as a gateway to Southeast Asia. The Prime Minister also highlighted the centre's focus on improving railway infrastructure in the Northeast. He said under the double engine government, major work has been undertaken to strengthen railway connectivity in the region.
Road ho, rail ho, एग्रीकल्चर कॉलेज हो, ऐसे हर प्रोजेक्ट से बराक वैली नॉर्थ ईस्ट का एक बड़ा लॉजिस्टिक और ट्रेड हब बनने जा रहा है. इससे यहाँ के नौजवानों के लिए रोजगार के, स्वरोजगार के अनगिनत अवसर बनने जा रहे हैं.
On the conditions of war prevailing all around the world, the Prime Minister said BJP government is making every possible effort to ensure that the citizens of our country face the fewest hardships possible. Mr. Modi said the objective of the government is to minimize the impact of this war on the nation's citizens.
युद्ध से जो स्थितियां बनी हैं, हमारी सरकार उससे निपटने के लिए हमारे देश के नागरिकों को कम से कम मुसीबत आए इसलिए हो सके उतने सारे प्रयास कर रही है। हमारा प्रयास है कि देश के नागरिकों पर युद्ध का कम से कम प्रभाव पड़े।
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The government has debunked a YouTube video claiming that the central government is providing free laptops or financial assistance of 25,000 rupees to all students under the PM Laptop Scheme 2026. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau said that the claim being made in the video is fake. It said that the central government is not currently running any such scheme. The PIB added that for authentic information on schemes, citizens can visit myscheme.gov.in. The Deputy Commissioner of Kohima has dissolved all existing village councils in the district with immediate effect to initiate the process of selecting new village council members for the 2026-2031 tenure. Similarly, the Deputy Commissioner of Perin has also dissolved all recognized village councils in the district to facilitate the selection of new councils. Acting under Rule 3 of the Nagaland Village and Area Council Rules 1979, the Deputy Commissioners have directed all villages to conduct the selection of or election of new council members in accordance with prevailing customary practices and usages. The entire process must be completed before April 25th and the proposed list of members should be submitted to the Deputy Commissioner's office through the respective area administrative offices. Until the newly selected members receive official approval from the state government, the head Gombara will oversee village administration. The first quarter National Lok Adalat conducted across Nagaland today under the aegis of Nagaland State Legal Services Authority amicably settled and disposed of 384 matters and cases. A total of 511 cases were taken up for settlement where 11 benches were set up in the district headquarters of the district legal services authorities. The total settlement amounted to over 4,75,37,000 with a success disposal rate of 75.15%. Cases taken up at pre-litigation stage include bank recovery cases, loan recovery and telephone bills, while those at pending stages included criminal compoundable offences, motor accident claims tribunal and other civil cases. And the three-month adult literacy class organised under the Nagaland State Rural Livelihoods Mission, Panchayati Raj Institutions and Community-Based Organizations Convergence at Wokha District concluded today. The program was held in collaboration with the District Administration, Department of Social Welfare and District Hub for Empowerment of Women under Mission Shakti. A felicitation program for the students was held at Yantamo Village Community Hall under Chukitong RD Block. A total of 23 students completed the course and received certificates. The participants learned basic reading, writing, numeracy, and how to sign their names. An inspiring highlight was 82-year-old Mrs. Lopioni Nguli, the oldest learner whose determination showed that education has no age limit. The program highlighted the importance of community-driven initiatives in promoting education and empowerment at the grassroots level. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Centre assures uninterrupted fuel supply, warns retail outlet dealers of strict action for violating distribution guidelines. Advisor Muatoshi Longkumar lauds nurses for their dedicated service to mankind. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches various development projects in Assam, says Northeast is leading India's Act East policy. And Centre debunks video claiming central government providing free laptops or financial assistance under PM Laptop Scheme 2026. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.